Maseches Kilayim, Perek Dod, Mishnah Ches, 4:8. We continue to define the geometry and various requirements that constitutes a kerem, a vineyard, for these halachas. And so far we've said it has to be at least 5 vines arranged in 2 rows, where 4 of the 5 vines are parallel one to the other, such that the 4 of them define a rectangle. And we said that being the case, even a low partition or a road wouldn't break them up. Even different ownership wouldn't break them up. Here the question, however, is how close do they need to be together? So the Mishnah says it will depend on how many rows there are. If there's 2 rows, it's got to be closer together. And if there are 3 rows or more, they can be further apart. At least that's the sheet of this Tana and this Mishnah, and which will not be halacha, which I'll sum up at the end. So the Mishnah here says, Hanoteya shtei shuros. If you have just 2 rows of vines, so then the distance between one row and the next row of vines, im ein beinehem shmona amos, if there is less than 8 amos, so then lo yavi zera lasham, you can't plant between them. That is to say, that provided that there's less than 8 amos between the 2 rows, the rows are considered to be connected as a single vineyard, and you have to plant around them. If there's 8 amos or more, it breaks them up into 2 separate rows, and if that's all you have no kerem anymore, because a kerem requires 2 connected rows. And if they are more than 8 amos apart, so then you have to plant just, you know, 6 tefachim away from each of the vines on each of the rows. No 4 amma requirement anymore. So the first din is, if there are just 2 rows, the distance required is within 8 amos. On the other hand, hayu shalosh, if you have 3 rows of vines, or for that matter, 4, 5, 6 rows of vines, so then we're now allowing it to have further spacing. Im ein bein shura l'chaverta sheshes ra'ama, if you don't have 16 amos, which is quite a ways, it's like, you know, 8 meters, whatever it is, you know, 25 feet, it's a good spacing. If you haven't got that much spacing, then it's considered to be one gigantic spread out vineyard, and that being the case, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't plant any grain or green anywhere between the rows of the vineyards, even up to, but not including, a full 16 amos spacing. Now, here's the what if. The what if the Mishnah is about to entertain is, what if it started out as 3 rows, but then the middle row got raised, somehow the middle row of vines got destroyed. So now you have what once was one contiguous vineyard, now is 2 rows of vines, but it used to be 3 rows of vines. So do we look at it as being now just 2 rows, and therefore the requirement goes down to 8 again? Or since this used to be a vineyard, and now just you have some missing vines in the middle, we still stick to the 16 requirement. And here it says, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Mishum Chananya ben Hachinai, Afilu Charba Hemtzait. Even if you had 3 rows, but the middle row gets destroyed somehow, Ve'ein bein shur l'chaverta, and the distance between row 1 and what was row 3, and when there was a second one in the middle, if there isn't shesh shama, 16 amos between the two, then lo yavi zera l'sham, then you wouldn't be able to plant any grains or greens between the 2 rows. That is to say, here, we're, at least according to Elazar ben Yaakov, in the name of Chananya ben Chachinai, if you have what was 3 rows, but now you're down to 2 rows, it still has a din of being like 3 rows, meaning the requirement is 16 amos between the 2 remaining rows. That's what we set up to now. Now, if you reflect back on the first Mishnah of this Perek, you'll remember that this seems to be basically the rule of the Karachas HaKerem. Remember the clearing in the vineyard, where we said, in a Karachas HaKerem, you need to have 16 amos between the 2 rows in the clearing in order to plant there. So this is the same 16 amos. It sounds the same thing. The only problem is, it's quite clear from the Yerushalmi that for a Karachas HaKerem, you need to have a bona fide kerem, at least on one side of the Karachas. That is to say, a single row on either side of the clearing wouldn't constitute a kerem, because we said you need 2 rows for a kerem, and therefore you wouldn't have the Karachas HaKerem rule. So here it seems that Elazar ben Yaakov is being more strict than the usual Karachas HaKerem case. Now, the reason why is either A, because the Yerushalmi suggests that he holds like Beis Shammai, that a single row is a kerem, and that would then make this essentially, yes, it's a Karachas HaKerem. It's a clearing in a vineyard, because each of those 2 individual rows constitute a full kerem on their own. Alternatively, he just says that he holds like Beis Hill, it's just that he's stricter than the usual Karachas HaKerem requirements, because that's his shita, he's more strict than usual. meaning he's got a more chamer shita. Okay. The Mishnah ends up by saying she'ilu, because if it had been metchila natan, that you planted it originally a full more than 8, but even less than 16 amos apart, so we're back to the 2 row configuration where we said 8 is the requirement, within 8, then hareiz a mutter b'shmona amos, that once you hit the full 8, the amos distance between row 1 and row 2, you could plant the whatever grains or greens there. Okay, we won't see it just yet, but I just have to insert that the halacha isn't like this Mishnah. That is to say, we'll see later on, at the end of the parak, we will see that the requirement is always going to be within 8 amos. So that is to say, even if you have 3 rows or 4 rows or 5 rows, the distance between each the rows to constitute a contiguous kerem is no more than 8 amos, like Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon Paskin in the next Mishnah, end of the next Mishnah. Okay, so that's the din, and of course the halacha by the karachas, a kerem is, it needs to be at least a kerem on one side. So this din about 16 amos, if it's a single row on either side, would not be the case. To need 16 amos between, you need to of clearing where a section of the vineyard had been raised, to require 16 amos would mean that at least one of the two sides of the clearing still has a full legal kerem of two rows.